Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The wisdom moment. Today's wisdom moment is coming from Proverbs 20, chapter 20, verse 4. We didn't get a chance to share this yesterday. I want to be able to share this with you. These wisdom moments are very important. Even in major moves and outpourings of God, it's amazing when there's a lack of wisdom how the awesomeness of God and his power, what's taking place, can just be wasted. The opportunity could be wasted in the lifetime of the opportunity. And so wisdom is not something that's like, okay, I think next year I think I'll get wisdom.
Right.
It's like we need wisdom every day and every decision, every day. And this is so important because so many people say, you know, I want this to happen in my life, these testimonies that we're sharing. Well, it can, but listen to this. Listen to today's wisdom moment from Proverbs 20, chapter 20, verse 4. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. Let me say that again. Proverbs 20, verse 4. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks and he finds nothing. It's so important. I mean, look, use the analogy of a farmer here. Analogy of a farmer is what he's talking about. It's understanding that a farmer has to have a vision. He has to know what he's looking for. He wants to see a field of corn. He wants to see a field of beans. He wants to see, you know, a field of whatever he's growing. He has to see that ahead of time, and then he has to know what it's going to take to be able to bring that to pass. And then he has to go find a piece of ground somewhere. And the piece of ground, he's got to do something to it. And what he has to do to it, and the seemingly how it's going to look, it won't look like anything like it's going to look. But he has to have a vision that if he'll work this ground, if he will plow this ground and work the ground and plant the seed, that eventually when the harvest comes, he's actually going to have a harvest. So many people, you know, they want good things in their life. They want to see, you know, God moving in their ministry. They want to see just powerful things, relational things, whatever, but they just want it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand, you know, you're not going to have it. You're going to look and see nothing if you did not plow the field. You know, it's the kingdom of God is all about seed time and harvest will not end in this age. Jesus will not. This is how it's going to be. I mean, you're going to have to understand. You're going to have to work it, plow it, plant it, believe it, water it, pray, and believe God to cause it to grow. And we'll be talking more about that in the extra hour. So a farmer has to be able to have a vision for what he or she would like to harvest from their soil. But they understand that if they want to have a fruitful season, they're going to have a season of preparing the soil. I mean, you don't see any corn.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing anything. You're seeing a whole bunch of dirt, and you're having to bust it all up. And so many people, you know, that want to do something for God, they don't understand this. And so when they're moving and planting seed, they just think, I don't know what the problem is, and you know, it's just so difficult. That's called hard soil, sir.
That's right.
And you got to keep, you know, what's that?
Takes a little effort.
It takes effort. It takes energy because you're going to have to, you know, break up the hard soil of people's hearts. And they have to plow the soil, and that's why we have VFN radio going out around the world now on VFN TV, because we just want to keep continually sowing the seed in the hearts of men, and it gets softer and softer and softer, or maybe calamity happens and it breaks up your soil, and all of a sudden all that seed just falls into your heart. And they have to plow the soil and break up the hard ground. They have to plant the seed that will grow into the harvest that they're seeking. They have to plant enough seed to make sure that there's a harvest, because not every seed is going to land on the right kind of land and the soil's not going to produce the right kind of stuff.
Right.
They have to weed the field. They have to pray that God would bring rain on the field. We have a lot of watering systems today, but that was not always. It's just a recent thing in all of the thousands of years around. And then after the seed has grown, first you have the stem, then you have the blade, then you have the kernel, and you have the fruit. I mean, there's a process to this whole thing, and so it's patience, you know, faith and patience, and they understand that. But this entitlement mentality and this, it just, I want it because I exist, you know, I want a harvest because, and it's like, can you get a little deeper than that? Well, you owe me because I owe you because, and because this farmer prepared his field by plowing it in the season and planting it when the harvest time comes, he'll look and he'll see a harvest. I mean, it's just how it works. I mean, God's not going to hold back that. I mean, you'll see the harvest. He'll see the harvest. Mm-hmm. But if he or she is a sluggard, which is a lazy person, they say, oh, it's just too hard, and I don't want to be able, I don't want to go over there and plant, and it's too dangerous out there. There's like snakes in the dirt, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, no. Oh, I'll have to leave and not work as many hours at work, and I won't be able to afford the extra clothes I like buying, or, I mean, all these excuses, you know, of not wanting to go out in the field. But yet, they sit waiting patiently going, not patiently, impatiently going, where's my harvest? Where's my harvest? And it's like, I don't know where yours is at. I don't know where yours is at. But, mm-hmm. you know, the man and the woman, you're looking across America right now where a lot of people have worked very hard to be able to establish a company, to be able to patiently work and plant seed and pray and water over a period of time as ministries and things that are happening, that you're going to have to begin the same process as you and God. You know, what are you going to do? If you want to have a successful career, for example, in your life, you're going to have to plow the ground of your heart and mind for the knowledge and wisdom that you're going to need in your field of work. So when the harvest season comes, you'll have a paycheck, a career. Cool. You know what I'm saying? That. You'll actually, and, you know, and part of plowing the soil of knowledge for your heart and mind is getting the knowledge of God in addition to your college. But see, it's not knowledge alone, because, you know, faith without works is dead. Get out there and become an intern for a place that you want to work. Go out there and work for free. Go out there and meet them and serve them. And I mean, if they say, no, you know, you can't work here, we're not going to take interns, you know, be there at the coffee shop where they get coffee and get a job there and look at them every day and say, I want this job. I want this job. I want this job. Mm. And wash their car, you know, bring, just let them know that.
Get happy, get up.
Yeah, they understand that you're a person that says that I'm not just getting an education, mm-hmm. but I am plowing the field. I want this mm-hmm. career. I want to work here. And people that have their own companies, that's what they do, by the way. They're relentless. They're relentless, and they're entrepreneurs. And that's what actually built this country, was entrepreneurs that are willing to go west when there was no west. Mm-hmm. And everything, you know, west of the Mississippi, it's amazing, you know, that
they made a trail where there was none.
They made a trail where there was none. They began to build wow. houses where there was only trees. They began to, you know, raise cattle and plant things. And I mean, look at it. We became the breadbasket. Everything that we grew practically was west of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we became the breadbasket of the world. Why? Because they understood this principle. But mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it's like we have this sluggard spirit everywhere. I mean, mm-hmm. including the church. Just slow. It's like, just give it to me. Where do I go where somebody's going to lay hands on me? It's just going to happen.
Right.
I'll lay hands on you. Anyway, so if you want to have fruit in your ministry to the Lord, which Jesus calls us all to have, you're going to have to plow the ground of people's hearts by loving them and sowing the seed in the soil of their heart. And the seed is the word of God. For example, beginning to plow a field of ministry that God's entrusted to you. Maybe it's your neighborhood. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's a Luke 10 walk that we talk about as Jesus sends out his disciples. And you're just, you know, somebody goes out and says, well, nothing happened. You got a seed phase, dude. You got a seed phase. You know, is it going to be a seed counseling phase and a water counseling phase? And then you're not God phase. And God causes the girl going to talk about that in the extra hour. And it's like, come on. And it's like, oh my goodness. You start finding it's like, it's all about me. It's mm-hmm. pride. I'm actually, this whole thing's been, I've been really yeah. trying to build my kingdom and call it yours.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that in the extra hour. And it's not as hard as religious made it out to be when you find out that you're not God and he is. And just because you have a crowd or herd does not necessarily mean it's right. But if we just expect a harvest in season, but we never plow, and we just kind of laze around and do what we want to and just go after the lust of our flesh, and I just want to watch some TV, or, you know, I don't want to think. I just want to sit here and whatever, stare at the wall or do some, you know, hobby thing. I mean, you're just not going to have one. Mm. The thing about plowing season is you got to have a vision for what you want. You have to know where you're going. Without a vision, you perish. And vision and wisdom is your motivator. A vision for the harvest season and wisdom and understanding on how to actually work and plow the situation to be able to produce the harvest you want. Jesus explained the kingdom of God exactly how the farmer works, exactly just like that. Listen, very simple. Today's wisdom is, moment wisdom is, Proverbs 24. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.